The standard suggests plans for drills, yearly training, and quick ways to pass details during an emergency between first responders, parents, and school staff. State School Safety Specialist Susan McMahon says current plans vary widely across the state.
I've had crisis plans turned in that are 8 pages long, and I've had a plan turned in that's 74 pages long.
McMahon wants to standardize those plans, but schools aren't legally required to follow the new standards. The state did put together a school safety advisory team this fall for schools looking to use the new guidelines. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Misaha in Wichita.